For Regional Radio, I'm Kyle Hill. I'm visiting with Ashlyn Peterson, the president of Missouri State 4-H. And Ashlyn, it's a National 4-H week, and it's my understanding it's actually, I believe, your first National 4-H week away from home. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Well, tell us a bit about what 4-H week has meant to you over the years.
For me, 4-H week over the years, it's really about celebrating a worldwide organization who serves over 7 million youth in over 50 different countries to shape them into tomorrow's leaders through positive youth development. 4-H has been the largest part of my life thus far, and so I love 4-H Week because it gives me an opportunity to celebrate the organization that has given me so much throughout the years.
And how are you able to do that this year off to college?
It's a little bit more challenging being here at college, 3 hours away from home. But a few of my friends and I, our building, were involved in 4-H growing up, and so we're going to celebrate by wearing those green 4-H shirts throughout the week, doing some social media posting about what 4-H means to us and how much it did for us growing up. And our state meeting is actually this weekend, and so when we get together as a council, we're going to do a social media takeover, and we're going to support the local Boone County youth by attending their dance, and so that's how we're going to celebrate.
Let's talk about how 4-H got you ready for college. Tell us a bit about some of the biggest lessons that have stood out for you from your years with 4-H.
Some of the biggest lessons while being in college that have really stood out to me that I can connect to really learning in 4-H, one being responsibility. I noticed when I got here, some people around me have some issues with figuring out what needs to come first and their schedules. And so learning that responsibility early on has really allowed me to focus on my classroom grades while also having a social life and being involved in those extracurricular activities here at college. Organization has also been key. I would not have been surviving college without the organizational skills that 4-H taught me.
And as we mentioned, you're president of the State 4-H Council. Tell us a bit about how that experience has been for you.
Being the president of the Missouri State 4-H Council has been nothing short of a blessing. I started 4-H as a very, very shy 11-year-old. And so throughout 4-H, I dove right into learning how to speak to people, learning those leadership skills, being involved on the county and the state level. And so serving Missouri 4-H in a state capacity has really allowed me to give back to the organization that has given me so much as my time comes to an end. So I love being a part of helping those younger than me grow so that someday they can have those same leadership opportunities that I've had.
Now, you mentioned State Council coming up this weekend in Columbia. Tell us a bit about some of the highlights from what will be going on that weekend.
Yeah, the October meeting is my absolute favorite meeting. It's jam-packed with planning and bonding. And so our goal for the weekend is to completely plan Teen Conference and Congress. Those are the two biggest events that the state puts on. And so that will be super exciting. I always love seeing what the representatives come up with for activities for those events and workshops. We will also be partaking in some leadership training to try to strengthen those leadership skills. And Saturday night, we will also, as I mentioned, be going to support the Boone County Youth.
And as folks tune in and they find out more about 4-H and this being National 4-H Week, what would you like Missourians to know about the importance of 4-H to the state?
I would like Missourians to know about the importance of 4-H to the state is that 4-H truly is developing the next leaders of our country. And so it's a fantastic program that instills positive youth development. And with that, I'm really excited to see what the future of Missouri, not only Missouri, but our country holds.
Ashlyn Peterson is president of the Missouri State 4-H Council. And Ashlyn, what are you hoping to achieve with your time remaining at 4-H, as well as any career goals you have that you can trace back to your time at 4-H?
With my remaining time as the state president and with my time in 4-H, I am most looking forward to getting out there and really interacting with the youth in today's 4-H program. I'm excited to get out there and share my story and hear other stories in hope of impacting them in some way that, you know, they continue their 4-H career and beyond.
Ashlyn Peterson, president of the Missouri State 4-H Council, our guest today. We thank you very much for the conversation and want to wish you and all the 4-H members a very happy and successful 4-H week.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And for Regional Radio, I'm Kyle Hill.